Hello, I'm Naomi Lewin. Welcome to Classics for Kids. Ralph Vaughan Williams arrived on the scene just as a definite English sound for classical music was being established. When Vaughan Williams studied at the Royal Conservatory of Music in London, there were three main composer teachers there. Sir Arthur Sullivan never thought people took him seriously enough as a composer. Sullivan didn't consider the operas he wrote with William S. Gilbert to be that great, but today, people still love them. Sullivan was one of the people Vaughan Williams studied with. Another was a man with a name that couldn't sound more English, Charles Hubert Hastings Parry. The third composer at the Royal Conservatory in London while Vaughan Williams was there was actually an Irishman, Charles Stanford. Vaughan Williams also really admired Edward Elgar's music and wanted to work with him. But Elgar didn't teach at the conservatory and wouldn't take him on as a student. So Vaughan Williams learned from Elgar by studying his music at the library. According to Vaughan Williams, a composer who was his best friend also had the greatest influence on his music. Gustav Holst and Vaughan Williams met while they were both students at the conservatory, and they stayed close for the rest of their lives. Gustav Holst got his name through Swedish ancestors, but he was English through and through. Holst and Vaughan Williams both collected folk music and used it in their classical music. Another composer who did that was George Butterworth. He died young, fighting for England in World War I. When it came to collecting English folk songs, it was hard to top Percy Grainger for enthusiasm, and he wasn't even English. Grainger was born in Australia and wound up in America, but his music is very British. Another English composer from around this time sounds like he might have attended Hogwarts with Harry Potter, Peter Warlock. Actually, Peter Warlock wasn't his real name. It was a pen name, the name under which he published his music. His real name was Philip Heseltine. And this is by a composer who studied with Vaughan Williams, Gordon Jacob. ¶¶ Ralph Vaughan Williams taught English composers, studied with English composers, and used English folk music in his pieces, like the Fantasia on Greensleeves. Music by Ralph Vaughan Williams, the Fantasia on Greensleeves, which is, of course, also the tune for the Christmas carol, What Child Is This? Next week, other classical music that features Christmas carols. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again for more Classics for Kids.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from 20th Century Fox Home Entertainment, presenting the Irish rock film Once on DVD Tuesday.